You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back. It is our Thursday toss-up, and we are live right here on KQNA. And joining us is Josh Anger. He is with the Veterans News Network, and he joins us live on the line. Josh, nice to have you with us. There you are.
Yes.
Now, it's very nice to have you with us. First of all, talk a little bit about the Veterans News Network, what it's about, and then we'll gradually let the audience in on why it is we invited you to join us for the interview today.
Okay, will do. I work for the Veterans News Network. Our main mission is to provide information and access to quality, affordable products and services for veterans and their family members through our partnerships with over 500 veteran service organizations and local veteran preferred business members, as well as our comprehensive online directory for military veterans and their loved ones across the United States. This project... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, how many people are involved in this effort?
Businesses or, like, the veterans?
Everybody. You know, you've got...
Everybody.
You got a huge network.
I want to say over 9,000 guaranteed as of right now. I wanted to say nice. Over 10, but I want to say 9 for right now.
Nice. Well, and the reason that we've invited Josh from Veterans News Network is that he's going to have a very special responsibility, and that is courtesy of our friends at Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Of course, they specialize in heating and air conditioning and plumbing. These are folks that we are very familiar with here on KQ&A, of course. They're one of our great sponsors of this show. And Adam and Ted Gettle have decided that they are going to donate a system to a worthy veteran, and they're leaving it up to you, Josh, and the people at Veterans News Network to decide who is the beneficiary of that. So tell me what you plan on using as your judging criteria for this very generous offer.
Yeah, we're just looking for, obviously, a veteran, of course, and then just definitely a veteran in need of the services. Pretty much just someone that is just a very deserving veteran that has served the nation and is an upstanding citizen and obviously has just all good things going for him, and just the one thing that they don't have going for him is the AC unit. And if they need something like an AC unit, that we will definitely step in and help them out with that. And Gettle's High Desert Mechanical will step in and then help them out with that and give them a free complete air conditioning and heating system.
Well, and certainly, you know, you hear a lot about veterans not always getting the best possible end of the stick, so to speak, once they've completed their service. I think that's changing quite a bit. You know, there seems to be a new attitude and a new impetus for wanting to ensure that veterans who have served our country do, in fact, receive not just the benefits they're entitled to, but also, you know, as much as we can do for them. And that's why I think it was really marvelous of Gettle's High Desert Mechanical to step up like this and offer to install a heating and air conditioning system for a worthy veteran. And so the whole idea, of course, is that with all your contacts, thousands of contacts, it's you know, I don't know, how do you plan on finding out who is the most deserving, or I should say, you know, the veteran out there that really desperately needs a heating or air conditioning system that Gettles is willing to provide free of charge?
Oh, of course, yes. That's all of that is our actually main mission. Yeah, that's our main beliefs, is that we want to get these services and or benefits to these veterans that are deserving of these. And to be specific, Ghetto was wanting to focus in the Yavapai County. And that's why it's not as wide-ranged as everyone, but they wanted to service that someone that they are right in the neighborhood of. They wanted to help someone in their home neighborhood. And that are associated with the clubs that they are actually sponsoring their services in.
Yeah, and I wasn't clear, and I want to make sure: are they doing one of these or two of these?
We are actually doing two.
That's what I thought. And so one for the Prescott area of Yavapai County, and then another one for the Verde Valley area of Yavapai County.
Yes.
Wow. You know, I got to hand it to these guys. You know, they I've gotten to know Adam and Ted over the last couple of years, and they are very sincere when it comes to wanting to help veterans. They talk about it, a lot in the meetings that we've had, and it's great that they came up with this idea to be able to provide a free heating and air conditioning system to a deserving veteran, not only here in the Prescott area, but also over in the Verde Valley. So will people, contact you to propose a deserving veteran? Is that something that you guys will seek out on your own? How is that going to come about?
Yes, we have actually sent out, especially to the main veteran service organizations and or the clubs that the Gettles Hydrogen Mechanical is they are in. We sent those clubs emails, and we have called them and said that if they know any special veterans and or anyone that they think that deserves these amazing systems, that they can email us on our website, which is vnnusa.com, or we also have our veteran helpline, which is 844-4-VET-HELP, which you can always dial up and leave a message that gets directly, actually routed directly to me. And then we also have our 844-4-VET-HELP side on our website as well, where anyone can go in there if they would like, submit any kind of veteran that they know that is deserving veteran, and that email comes directly to me and my vet help team over here at VNN.
Has any heating and air conditioning company that you know of ever done this before?
With us, as since I have been here, not that I know of. This is a very amazing thing that Gettle is doing, and we are very appreciative to them for doing this.
Now, for folks that are, either veterans themselves or perhaps have a relative that is a veteran, what services are available to them via the Veterans Network, and how do they go about enlisting or signing up or being made eligible for the services that your group provide?
Yeah, we actually provide our free TV programming in the veterans clubs, and that's if the veteran is a member at any one of these veteran service organizations. They can always go in there and check out the closed circuit television that we have in there, and we have advertisements and assistance to help with things like PTSD treatment, VA assistance, from anything from loans to just typical VA assistance, and then education and employment opportunities as well. And all they really need to do is go into their clubs, and they can find out these services and or businesses that are offering either special discounts and or services to these veterans. They can either contact them with the phone number, email, or the website, because we provide all of that information for them, or they can always go onto our website, where we have all of our all of the businesses listed on our website that offer these veteran discounts, and then as well as all of our help forums that we have, forms. We have stuff just for VA help and VA information, step-by-step instructions to easier and broken down instructions for VA assistance, because we know how difficult and confusing those websites can be sometimes.
Well, certainly it's going to be a big responsibility to pick a winner in both the Verde Valley area and the Prescott area. But nonetheless, it is an honor bestowed upon you. And so, Josh Anger from Veterans News Network, we wish you luck in seeing the mission through to its completion. But Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, they are donating two heating and air conditioning systems to worthy veterans, one in the Verde Valley area and one in the Prescott area. And so congratulations, Adam and Ted Gettle from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, and Josh Anger from Veterans News Network. Thank you for joining us live here on Talk of the Town.
No, of course. And I thank you for having me on here to talk about this wonderful a service we're trying to do for these special veterans and for Gettle.
So when the veterans, guys and gals, are hanging out at the VFW, pay attention to your closed circuit TV, and you'll get some really cool information from these guys at the Veteran News Network. Josh, thanks again for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, Josh Anger, Veterans News Network. And we'll mention the Gettle's giveaway a couple or 300 times between now and when they finally do it, because we're proud of these guys. And for them to step up like that for a couple of needy veterans, it's really a big job, and we appreciate it tremendously. We've got a few minutes left, and I'm going to go scour the station here, see if I can find Chuck Roberts somewhere, and we'll get back to you live here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQNA.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine. The Audie's family. The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full. The Audie's family. So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor. The Audie's family.
Audie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Ooh.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
You. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at prescottdirt.com.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
scare up a good time at Cliff Castle Casino's Rock and Roll Halloween Weekend starting Friday, October 27th with the Halloween Cash Coffin. Earn entries all month for a chance to win. Over $35,000 in cash and prizes are available, including a $10,000 cash prize at 11:30 p.m. On Saturday, the area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes. The party continues on Sunday with hot seats and a free show with Kiss Army in the Dragonfly Lounge at 7 p.m. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back. Chuck Roberts here in the studio.
Thanks for scouring me up.
Thank you. We're actually just about to head across the street over to Touchmark. They are having ribbon cutting and hosting a Prescott Chamber Mixer tonight. So yours truly has... extra duty. Well, I've got to run over there and be the MC.
I just wondered, I've suggested that they put in a zip line across to the mall and down to Walmart and then just run a little bus, you know, pick people up so us old folks could just zip line to the shopping center.
Well, once it's done, they could zip line to the Wildflower.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, then at least you can stay above the above the road.
My wife goes,
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you've been up to see Touchmark yet, but this is like a city on the hill. They're building apartments. They have single family detached homes, fitness centers, restaurants. And these are all, you know, going to be accessible by the public also. So I'm really interested in knowing more about, you know, what their overall plan is. But Tara and I went up there and just kind of looked around to see what they had built so far. And, well, I'll tell you, they've got some home sites up there that are just...
One of you, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You know, where you see all of Watson and Willow Lakes and the Granite Dells and so on. I mean, and you can see them, like, close up. I mean, it's very, very nice.
This is a Prescott Chamber Mixer?
Yeah, it is. It is.
And you're going to be there?
I must.
Wait, you're the president of the chamber.
Chairman of the board.
I'm sorry.
But that's all right.
Yeah, president of the United States.
But we have a president.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Of the chamber. Speaking of which, our president got in a little bit more hot water, although I don't know that he was the one that heated the pot all that much. It just seems like every time this guy says anything, it's like if somebody sneezed in the room, there would be a story about how President Trump didn't say bless you, or if he said bless you, he said bless you, whatever that means.
But then that would be
for all the good that'll do.
Yeah. Now he's a Christian, and we can't, you know, what about the agnostics and atheists?
The job's hard enough, but
well, he's not making it any easier. Okay, get that Twitter thing away from him, man. Come on.
Anyway, the most recent thing was a sympathy phone call that he made to a widow of one of the veterans who had recently lost his life in Niger. There were four guys that were killed over there. Supposedly, the president had said something to the effect of, he knew the job was dangerous when he took it, you know, or something to that effect. Or he knew what he was getting into or something like that. And then this Frederica Wilson, who was listening in on the conversation, you know, for whatever reason, got on another one of her big furry hats and jumped in front of the cameras and talked about what a terrible man and what an awful thing it was that he said. And meanwhile, you know, these are things that General Kelly, who is the chief of staff, says that these things are said all the time, you know, that he knew what he was getting into and still went.
Well, sure,
and
General
made the
Kelly
sacrifice.
Lost his own son there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and it's like, really? So you're going to try to turn that into something? You know, by the way, if you don't remember who Frederica Wilson was or is, The last time that we saw her, she was on a national news network talking about Trayvon Martin. And this was when, you know, it wasn't known exactly how it was that Trayvon Martin had gotten killed yet. And they found out, of course, that he was, you know, in an altercation with George Zimmerman. And Zimmerman, you know, they got into a fight where, you know, Trayvon Martin was on top of him at some point, and Zimmerman ended up killing him. And so before all this stuff was known, Frederica, with her big furry red hat, was standing in front of the cameras, and her famous line, which I will try to recreate as best I can, something like, "He shot him in the street like a dog." And this then reverberated throughout, you know, the news media, until they discovered that it wasn't that he was shot like a dog, is that he was shot while trying to attack somebody. But, you know, never let a good situation be inflamed by someone like Frederica Wilson. And so she's up to her old tricks again with, you know, taking a private conversation.
Every time they have these riots and things like that, there's more people taking pictures on their cell phones than there are actually complaining or demonstrating. So everybody's got to be a newsman now.
Yeah. Well, I you know, I personally...
And so she's willing.
Yeah. I personally hope that if we start seeing some of these bipartisan, you know, legislative things that seem to be, you know, talked about and hoped for and desired but never materialized for, you know, obvious reasons, we start seeing some of that. And you know what, we have like a civility day coming up. Did you hear about this?
Shut up,
there's a civility march.
Don't bother
we're
me
we're marching for civility, and you know, it's like, really?
I put something on Facebook, said civility day is January 1st through December 31st, not just one day a year.
You know, so things have gotten this bad.
You have to.
Things have gotten so bad that we actually need to get people out of their homes, out of their comfort zones, and band them all together and march for civility. And so if you have protesters protesting Civility Day,
yeah,
what does that now indicate?
Curiouser and curiouser.
So, you know, as much as we may hate the taste of castor oil, it really does, you know, it does solve your problem sometimes. So sometimes you have to do something a little uncivil.
The guy who was on America Got Talent is called Tape Face, and I think a couple people around should practice that.
All right, well, we're done practicing. We're going to move on. We've got Let's Talk Sports coming at you tomorrow at Friday, 4 o'clock. And in the meantime, the great one, Mark Levin, takes over on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. A big thank you to Casey Rooney over in Cottonwood for joining us here on Talk of the Town. And then, of course, Josh Anger from the Veterans News Network to announce that Gettles High Desert Mechanical is giving away two full air conditioning systems to two lucky veterans, one in the Verde Valley and one in the Prescott area. Thanks again, Adam and Ted. And thank you all for listening. We will see you tomorrow at 4 right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. For Chuck Roberts, I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you over at Touchmark.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.